Brethren, I hope that we, as our studies, have chosen the type of topics that you see that are really needed and useful from virtually everybody in the congregation. That's how I generally base, well, I always base my sermons since the days of Brother Sparks teaching on the needs that you see that people have. And the needs in a community are important to us as well as our individual needs as Christian people. And tonight I want to speak in regard to the great value of a memorial. When Joshua was leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into a promised land, he commanded the priest to pick up 12 stones from the bed of the Jordan River and thereby to take them across with them, telling others to pick up those stones and place them, they were heavy stones, even on your shoulder, and to make there a special place of monument. For he said and explained there in Joshua 4 and in verses 4 through 7. In the future, when your children ask you, what meaneth these stones? Why were they set up? And what's the idea of these stones? You shall say, the Lord our God delivered us out of Egyptian bondage and delivered us into this land of promise. He fulfilled his promise, and we need to really always remember him. It is the case that what meaneth these stones is important to us in our day and time too. Though we do not pick up earthly stones, we have memorials nevertheless that are important to us in regard to the things that we do in life. This morning in the bulletin on page 2, I had written an article several weeks ago in regard to the time that I was a part of the Memphis Film Festival. And the Memphis Film Festival was a wonderful occasion for me, and yet is. It's still going. They have moved their location because of cost that were involved at the Olive Branch Center up there. And they have moved their location to one of the casino areas. They tell me that you won't have to get into any of the casino. You won't have to open the door and go in there. You can go the opposite way and go to the hotel. And in the hotel, there are rooms available. They show old movies, old films of cowboys and things like that. They show all kinds of people like that. And they will come and visit. And they will come and visit there and be a part of interviews with people and things like that to be done. I noted on paragraph 2 something in regard to this memorial occasion for me. It's fun to see old westerns, which now include some actors that I once met upon being at the Memphis Film Festival up in Olive Branch. On June the 4th, 2011. Let me get my glasses out to read all the stuff around my eyes and everything. On June the 4th, 2011, a banquet was held. And earlier, there were 500 guests that were part of that, including actors and all, and just us. And earlier in that day, I had gone to the hospitality room there in that hotel for lunch. And I met at lunch Gary Clark and Roberta Shore, and the Virginian himself, James Drury. And I met those who were part of that Virginian series back yonder when. And it was a good memory to have these very skilled actors being themselves and speaking of enjoying their reception at the festival held there in Memphis. And there was even a fan club for Drury. He could hardly get away from it, but he had slipped away somehow or another for lunch that day without being bothered by dozens and dozens of screaming women coming by to see him. And he was amazed at where I was from. In my background, they all asked me where I was from, and they knew I was from Mississippi. My language was of such nature that I was from Mississippi. And when I told them from Kosciuszko, Mississippi, I'd grown up and graduated in the 1960s at Kosciuszko, Drury started in trying to pronounce the word. He had every kind of pronunciation you can imagine and can have ever heard, until I mentioned to him that there was a short O in Kosciuszko, and a long O at the end of it, Kosciuszko. And he finally got it there, and he was thrilled at the fact that he could say that word now and get a new word that he could tell them over in California. It's a lunch to remember. There was nothing there in regard to wine or liquor at the table, but just real talk, an enjoyable occasion that I yet remember that occasion to be there in June of each year. I haven't gone over when they made a move because of the cost factors and everything. I haven't gone over to any of the casinos. I will in the future. My friends on the Gulf Coast that I called and asked them about the casinos coming down that way and how long it took brethren to become adjusted to the fact that they didn't have to go to the drinking side of it or the gambling side of it in order to go to the games and the events that took place from the standpoint of the shows that were done, the films that were shown, and the events that took place. A lot of teachers go even to Tunica now. Teacher meetings are held there. But they're not held in the gambling side of it. They're held in the other side. But how long it took brethren to recognize that that was the case and not get on their case because of it. And they said about 10 years of time. So I'm letting about 10 years go by before I get back over that way. This Memphis Film Festival actually began over in Central Arkansas. A good man over that way used his garage, and he showed those old westerns there and invited men around the way to come in, and they had a full house of folks to come in there on Saturday mornings and watch Hopalong Cassidy and Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, and all of the above. And had the opportunity to see those old films, and he had the 16mm films and things like that he would show them on, and they enjoyed that till they got an invitation to bring it to Memphis and be a part of that. And they did. What I'm saying is that there are earthly memories that we can have. There's fun kinds and fun occasions that we can have. Think about the wonderful thing that led Cornelius to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was a man who gave much alms to the people, according to Acts 10 and verse 4. He gave much alms to the people, and a memorial, as served as a memorial to him of the Lord. He was remembering God. As he did this, it wasn't just his contribution. It wasn't just his money involved. It was a matter where he remembered God being a part of this and asked the Lord's blessings involved with his help of the needy round about him. And as a result of that, his prayers came up as a memorial before God. And now then, God wanted this man to go to him and tell him the things that he needed to do. And Simon Peter was able to go and do that. Memorials are important occasions for us. There are memorials involved with examples that people show. And the Apostle Paul dealt with that particular idea in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12 when he told Timothy, be thou an example to the believer in word and in conversation and in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Be an example to the believer. Don't let it go by. Be a good example in the words that you use, the things that you actually say, in your conversation. That means manner of life more than conversation. Conversation can be your words, but it's more a way of life as used in the original text. When you have conversation, you have a way of life. And charity, that's the word for love. The idea of let your love be so seen and genuine that it will be remembered by others. Be an example to the believers of that. And then your words, your spirit, your faith, and your purity. In your spirit, your ways of life, when your zeal, your effort to make things that are good stand up, your effort to help somebody out who's doing good, encourage people to do good. And that's the idea of the person having that spirit and faith. Do things believing that God sees it being done. And God rewards you in that regard. God was seeing this man Cornelius there in Acts 10 at verse 4. And his way of life and his prayers came up as a memorial to God. God recognized what he was doing and recognized what his way, and he needed to be taught the full gospel and sent Simon over there to do that. It is the case that we find ourselves in purity in that last sixth point of 1 Timothy 4 at verse 12. And that is in purity. We have a difficult time being in impurity these days. As much as within the first century, when they were there accosted by various women who walked the streets who had little Latin sayings on the back of their slippers, "Follow me." And the idea of their having a sense of joy and that sort of thing was certainly betraying the idea that it was lust that they were a part of, advertising. And so the people of that day and time had temptations and troubles to be impure. And in our day and time, we have those things that offer us the opportunity to be impure. The people around us, the activities that are around us, and so forth. We find ourselves being people of God, however, if we can keep our prayer life going and keep our ways of thought, let's be a memorial to God in the way that we do things in life, so that as we do this, the Lord will assist us and help us along life's highway in doing good with people and helpful to people. And as a result of that, it'll be a good example. It'll lead others back to the Lord. It'll lead others to come to the Lord. The studies that we do with them will be based upon our being pure in life. No ulterior motive, but a pure heart in life to be a part of the studies with them. So be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, and in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let's be people who follow the way of the Lord. And it's an example that we need to have all through our lives. It's a wonderful thing to have someone laid before us in a time of death, in a time which their illness and sickness were so painful, and they now are at physical rest from that. But to remember that these individuals provided for you and me and for their families and for others a wonderful set of examples. A wonderful example of being spiritually walking in the Lord and with the Lord's way. And let us be people then who imitate those same practices in our lives of what the Lord would have us to do and be. But then there's a way in which we find that we get so busy in life, we hardly pay attention to a memorial coming by. There are those that tell us that they miss the Veterans Day because they just forgot about it. Well, it's one of those things that I'd rather not forget about. And the media tells us that we ought not to forget about it. They want to remind us of it more often than not now in these years as in previous years. But there are people who forget even a birthday that takes place. And for a time of an anniversary that takes place. But there are ideas that we can forget. And the Lord of Heaven knew, I believe He knew, that we could get so busy as human beings, we would even forget the sacrifice of Jesus, His Son. So what memorial did He put? Describing it as a memorial that we would always, virtually every week of our lives, be reminded, and for several days thereafter, we would think about the bread and the fruit of the vine, the Lord's Supper. It's the memorial unto Him, His body broken for us, His blood that was shed for us. A memorial that we will remember that Jesus Himself noted about in Matthew 26 and 26 through 29 when He noted about this Lord's Supper. This is my body that's broken for you. This is my blood that is shed for you for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance or memorial of me till I come. As we have the Lord's Supper week by week, there's a blessing and benefit. Some of the religious world will tell us at large, they'll tell us, well, that's too often. It becomes mundane to you. But I don't know that I've ever grown tired of Miss Jane telling me I love you when I leave the house at any time. And I don't think she grows tired of my telling her that as I speak back through the open door. The idea of telling somebody I love you and care about you and want you to be in good stead while I'm out of your presence. This is it's not a mundane thing. It's not a quiet thing. It's not something that has no importance. It's something that is reminding us of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. When we're reminded of that, we go back in the Old Testament, the Bible, and find that the basics of that would be found back in Isaiah chapter 53, in which the discussion is made regarding this Lamb of God and how He would be slain and how He would benefit the people in that day and time. A memorial that would not be a rock memorial that Joshua had set up there, for them to be reminded of. And children, by and by, when they grew up and got big enough to ask anything, they'd say, "What means these stones?" They would be reminded of it as they gather about. And thus the description given in 1 Corinthians 14, that as they gathered, they were to remember the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And remembering that, they found themselves practicing that thankfulness for His body and His blood and His teaching for us. When we in the Lord's church, we find ourselves in opportunities to be benefited by memorials that take place in earthly walk of life. Fun remembrance and some fun recalling of things that have taken place. But more than that, we find that in the Bible, there were people who had memorials set up because the leader of them, the prophet Joshua, led them to do that. They would be reminded of. We find a man who found himself has prayers going up as a memorial before God. And we find our Lord Jesus in the Lord's Supper. He personally is a part of this body and this blood to remember to us that although we're not eating and drinking His blood and His flesh, in the symbolic sense, we are eating His bread, His body, and His blood. And it means something to Him. For He said, "I will drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." He is partaking of it with us today. As we partake of it here on this earth, He is there to remind Himself of what was done the long time ago and how He carried out the prophet's will as the prophet had predicted He would die and He would be resurrected. Our Lord Jesus, there was one who kept that way, and memorials are important for us. I closed that particular article today with noting the following. I said, memorials are worth holding. The memory of the date of a year of your new life to be baptized into Christ is a good memory to have. The memory of your special friend saying, "I do," for marriage and for marriage for life. The memory of the day that you returned to the Bible and to the teaching of the Lord and were once again became faithful to the Lord and His church. That's a day worth remembering. This is a historical event to take place that we'll remember, and even that we find ourselves enjoying, because it helps us to be spiritually renewed and spiritually restored to His right way. What a blessing it is. Thank you for your listening and study with us tonight. I close out this particular month as we opened it up and beginning on this month of November with a lesson on the idea of we find ourselves looking at life and looking at death and looking at this that we could be lost on page one. How important it is to have faith, because without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. We need to have that faith. We need to remember to be forgiving of others. As Jesus noted in Matthew 18, in the closing verse of it, He says, "Unless you from your heart do not forgive others their trespasses against you, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you yours." And it's a way of life that we need to live from day to day, because lost on page one is involved with the whole idea of following His word, His will. And if we don't pay attention to the Bible at all, we'll find ourselves being lost. And now today, as we talk about the latter part of this thing, the close of the world, what will be happening on that particular day? And what did Jesus say would take place on that day? He said, like the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and knew it not till the flood came and took them all away. They simply were so busy with life being lived from day to day, they really didn't pay attention to Noah's preaching that the flood is coming. And they perished in that flood. And it's a reminder to us that we can have this memorial to remember us to the Lord, and us, the Lord to us, as we do this. A memorial by our example is important. The song provided tonight is an opportunity for us to respond to the Lord. If we need to do so, I hope that you will do so as we stand together and as we sing.
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say,
I am
in the love he followed me. Only a step.